Coming up on Saturday, November 18th, Chattanooga will have its first all-day hip-hop festival featuring music, an open-air market, a sneaker expo, and a range of classes. Classes that cover everything from the history of hip-hop to music production and a hip-hop dance class. The organizers of the festival have been in Chattanooga for less than a year. Headed by Cameron Williams, their goal is to bring everyone in the Chattanooga hip-hop community together for a day-long showcase. They're speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham.
We have artist development classes, so if there's any aspiring artists, come on down. $20 tickets gets you in all day. We have activities from 8 a.m. until 1 a.m. the next morning. Artist development classes, you know, just tools to help up-and-coming artists who may not have the resources to certain avenues to get this education. You know, we're going to make it available in a flash course, but it'll be very informative and very beneficial if you're an up-and-coming artist looking to gain some knowledge on the industry.
Yeah.
There'll be two main stages of the festival. The family stage will feature 20 different acts for free, beginning at 11 a.m., continuing until 5:15. The second stage will be inside the Revelry Room. 36 acts will be performing, starting at 2 o'clock. This is YKC Nation. They'll be in the Revelry Room for a 15-minute set, starting at 3 o'clock.
Just me, I've been clean.
Just feel like cruising in a Lincoln, smoking and thinking how we can't wait to be this. Trying to find a reason to get away with chicas. Man, you wouldn't believe us if we told you all the stories, kid.
All the stories, I'm cold, just like sweater weather. Who better than me? I roll with YKC, so who better than we? It's about the blood that you bleed, the soul in the sea. Not cheddar and cheese, but vibes and energy.
I am Reese, J. Reese, R-E-A-S, like reasons. We're from Knoxville, but relocated to Chattanooga about 2 years ago for music, just to see what was going on out here. Now the music scene in Knoxville is bubbling, but back when I was in Knoxville, it wasn't really doing anything, and we heard Isaiah Rashad and stuff like that, so we wanted to come to Chattanooga and see if we could do something here. So that was the plan. And the group we are, YKC, we started it way back freshman year of high school. It was just like the group of friends, and it kind of developed into rap once we all figured out we wanted to pursue a rap career. We were always writers and artists, and he's a visual artist. I can't draw, but he's a guy, and he does tattoos, and I've always focused on more of the sonic aspect of things, so I really love music and just composing it and really sitting and listening to it.
I see what I see, I say what I say, I do what I do for real. That's just me, I've been clean for real. That's just me, I've been clean, I be where I be. I see what I see, I say what I say, I do what I do for real. That's just me, I've been clean for real. That's just me, I've been clean. Look, I know you wanna roll with
YKC Nation is a collective of creatives. J. Reese's performing partner in YKC Nation is Articulate.
YKC is a collective of multiple different people who basically specialize in their own field. You know, my sister, she's more into fashion, so I design our logos, apparels, and things of that nature. She has the ideas, she puts them all together, brings the clothes together, and she sells our merchandise as well as her merchandise, which is fully baked. J. Reese, he's the, you know, music engineer. We both write, but I do the art. He does majority of the music aspect when it comes to engineering, producing, and he's also beginning to make beats and things of that nature. Hip-hop actually, you know, started back in the day, was a way to rebel. They considered it basically doing everything backwards, you know. Instead of wearing your hat forward, you wear it backwards. Instead of, you know, crisscross, you know, wear all their clothes backwards, things of that nature. Just do everything against the norm, and it began to trickle down to those kids, and they looking up to these, you know, 30-year-olds doing a bunch of backwards, you know, dancing and everything else. And then it began to feed into, actually, hip-hop was one of the fastest spreading cultures ever. So it began to spread around America and then overseas to Europe. And we, as, you know, the newer generation, we're just trying to find our own lane because there's so many different lanes in hip-hop.
Promising to be one of the highlights of the shows in the evening is the Battle of the DJs, which starts at 9 o'clock. The five finalists from the preceding rounds will be competing for a $1,000 purse. This is DJ Chai. He just moved to Chattanooga less than 6 months ago from Chicago. He's one of the five finalists.
With DJing, you know, you can manipulate the songs. You can manipulate music and turn it to whatever you want to. And that's
That's the fascinating part about DJing. When it comes to the mashups, there's so much you can do with DJing now. It's growing. It's very broad. You get to the point where, like you said, on the mashups, I can take a slow old school jam into something today, you know, and it's amazing. But it is in the moment.
If your idea of a DJ is a guy with a stack of records and two turntables, well, it's changed. According to Chai, there is still a lively debate over whether to work the old-school two turntables and a stack of records way or to use one of the several digital programs now available. DJ Chai uses one called Serato. Several YouTube videos demonstrate the system, which allows the DJ to switch between tracks at a speed that would have been unthinkable working with records.
How did you learn how to do it?
I actually, when I was younger, I'm from Chicago. I was younger, I seen some turntables. I told my mom and them that I actually wanted some tables. Well, that wasn't happening. We could barely eat, so ended up picking up on basketball, and that helped me out. And I transferred to UT Martin, and I met a guy named DJ Petey Rock. Never forget him, DJ Petey Rock. And I asked him what he do, and he said he DJs. I was like, okay, so do you do controller pad, laptop? And I wasn't expecting him to say, no, I have the actual turntables. So he caught my attention. I was like, okay, what would you charge me to learn? And he was like, honestly, man, my weekends are very busy. So if you can come to all the gigs at this time, and stay consistent, I won't charge you nothing. So at the time, I'm having full-time school hours, working two jobs literally, and I'm going there from, I think it was like 9 at night all the way to 6 in the morning, and that's on Friday through Saturday.
If you're interested in becoming a DJ, the festival is offering a beginner's class at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and DJ Chai says he's open to sharing.
I wouldn't mind sharing it with others, and like C. Grimy said, with the DJ classes at the Hip Hop Festival, if you are willing to learn to DJ, you know, your best opportunity is here. It's time to do it, to come to this festival and learn. You have a lot of great DJs in the city who would not mind helping others out. I've experienced it for myself, talked to all these other guys, so it's a great opportunity for them to come out.
Yeah.
How I learned was the count. There's a count. Everything has a count. Even producers, you know, in music, there's a count. I use 4 to 8. So pretty much when it comes to mixing is the biggest thing, if you can mix and blend. You know, if you're at a party, a club or something, you want the vibe to continue. So to mix it, you have to have a count. You got to know it. So that's how I learned. And after that, you know, the mixing and the scratching, that comes. You know, that's going to come and take practice. You can't really just too much teach that. So it's a lot of things that I'm still working on.
Because it's all on the beat.
Yeah.
So you're cutting on the beat.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sounds easy. Until you try it.
It's a trick to that, because I've done it a few times. With the technology growing on the mixers, you can have a sound effect going, or you can pretty much just even run off to the mic and get on the mic and get the crowd into it.
So you just cover the gap.
Pretty much that's it. Yeah, that's it. You got to be on your toes. You got to be on your toes. Like you said, yes. It's in the moment. DJ battles has been, I think, 5 minutes they've had, Grimy.
Right, that's not very long at all. Yeah, so you can figure something out, and you've just practiced and got it down, I assume.
Well, yeah, for the DJ battle, yes. But 5 minutes, honestly, to me, is a lot of time. Because you can get maybe, with 5 minutes, you can get about a good 10 to 15 mixes in, possibly, of different songs. So if you're really quick on your toes and know what you're doing, 5 minutes is a lot of time. It's a lot of time.
10 to 15, that's every 20 seconds?
Just about. Just
20 to 30 seconds?
I give it about 45 to a minute, 45 seconds to a minute, depending on the song. Because if it has a long intro and you can play with it, then, you know, that'll ride it out a little bit. But if you can just get maybe a hook in or a couple words that people know.
But the hook in a lot of tracks is only about 15 or 20 seconds anyway, right?
Exactly. And like I said, some of those vocals can be longer than 15, 20 seconds. And you'll get those, but those are actually fun.
But of course, once you've mastered the technology and the myriad techniques involved, no small feat in itself, it's equally important to be able to read the crowd. On that, this is Articulate.
Yeah, we're starting to pick up on it, you know. We're able to, you know, be able to walk into the venue and see what they're dancing to at that moment when that DJ's playing whatever spin that they're playing. And then we can, you know, reach into our repertoire or whatever of what we can vibe with.
Most definitely. Most definitely. That's very important. It's a lot of different clubs. Like you said, it's different styles. For me, coming from Chicago, the tempo of music is more up. Down here, it's a little bit slower, but, you know, like you said, you have to read the crowd, and that comes for the clubs as well. So whatever club you go into, you have to make sure you can fit that style, make sure you can take care of that building. So that is very important.
So when you go into the competition, mm-hmm. How do you win a competition like this? What is it you're being judged on?
So it's judged on some different categories, crowd participation, of course, originality, transition, technique.
You have a whole vision for this, don't you, Cameron?
We do. We do. We want this to be the first of many. We want...
But beyond the festival,
the festival's like a...
It's like a showcase for what's going on all year long, right?
It's like a celebration of the culture and what we've been doing all year long.
Right.
Exactly. And some of the best of the best that we've been able to feature, and all the different aspects of the hip-hop culture and the hip-hop arts, not just the music, but the visual arts, the performing arts, the dance. So something for everybody.
I be what I be, I see what I see, I say what I say, I do what I do for real.
You're doing your thing, everybody's doing their thing, but we want to be the springboard to make some noise in the arts culture of Chattanooga, because Chattanooga's a big arts hub of all kinds, and what Hip Hop Child want to do was make sure that the art of hip hop and hip hop culture was not left out.
So what you're doing is bringing together a bunch of microcultures.
Exactly. At 10 a.m. we start with the artist development classes, brought to you by SoundCorps and VaynerMedia. They're going to have their representatives teaching these classes. We got marketing your music in 2018, the trends in music production, setting up your digital music platforms and how to monetize them, and booking touring and live shows.
Thank you. That's just a little segment.
For real. That's the, track three?
Check us out. Hip Hop Shop, first the annual hip hop festival. Saturday. We'll be there. Come support your local artists. We need all the love we can get.
Details on the festival are on the website, hiphopcha.com. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.